Peony. What appears to be this frozen explosion of petals, a bristle with extremist beauty, like an entire bouquet on a single stem, or a full chorus creamy-robed, rippling to its feet for the sanctus, is after all a flower, perishable, but with a peculiar history. Each peony blossoms only after the waxy casing, thick around its tight green bud, is eaten literally away by certain small herbivorous ants who swarm round the stubborn rind and nibble gently for weeks to release the implosion called a flower. If the tiny coral-colored ants have been destroyed, the bloom cannot unfist itself, no matter how carefully forced to umbrage by the finest hothouse gardeners. Unrecognized, how recognizable. Each of us nibbling discreetly to release the flower, usually not even knowing the purpose, only the hunger. Each mostly unaware of any others, sometimes surprised by a neighbor, sometimes so rarely astonished by a glimpse into one corner at how many of us there are. Enough to cling, at least, swarm back, remain, whenever we're shaken off or drenched away by the well-meaning gardener, ignorant as we are of our mission, of our being equal in and to the task. Unequal to the task, a word like revolution, to describe what our drudge-cheerful midwifery will bring to bear, with us not here to see it, satiated, long since rinsed away, the job complete. Why then do I feel this tremble, more like a contraction's aftermath, release, relax, relief, than like an earthquake, more like a rustling in the belly or the resonance a song might make en route from brain to larynx, as if now, here, unleaving itself of all old and unnecessary outer layers, butterfly from chrysalis, snake from cast skin, crustacean from shell, baby from placenta, something alive before only in any woman's dreamings, begins to stretch, arch, unfold, each vein on each transparency opening proud, unique, unduplicate, each petal stiff with tenderness, each gauzy wing a different shading, flecked ivory, silver, tangerine, moon, cinnamon, amber, flame, hosannas of lucidity and love in a wild riot, a confusion of boisterous order, all fragrance, laughter, tousled celebration, only a fading streak like blood at the center, to remind us we were there once, but are still here, who dare, tenacious, to nibble toward such blossoming of this green, stubborn bud, some call a world.